This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Chuck Daly. Here's today's headlines. Solar bill gets dimmed. Ways and Means to mark up tax bill. And tariffs will offset reconciliation spending, Trump claims. Throwing shade on a solar bill. The measure to further roll back benefits for net energy metering has taken amendments weakening the proposal. On-farm solar suffered a setback in 2023 when the Public Utilities Commission all but ended a program for farmers selling energy back to the grid. Agriculture was collateral damage in a much larger battle over shifting costs away from low-income customers. Customers already in the previous versions of the NEM would still receive the benefits for 20 years under the new CPUC rules. But everyone else has seen a drastic reduction in energy credits under NEM 3.0. The move drew widespread outcry from homeowners and solar advocates. Assemblymember Lisa Calderon of Whittier hoped to go a step further by requiring those contracts grandfathered into NEM 1.0 and 2.0 to transition to the new program after 10 years, cutting the contract timelines in half. AB 942 would also bump customers to NEM 3.0 when a property is sold. The bill has drawn opposition from a coalition of ag associations among dozens of other groups. Farm lobbyists pushed for removing the 10-year provision or at least limiting it to residential customers. To get the measure out of committee ahead of looming legislative deadlines last week, Calderon dropped the provision, though the bill would still eliminate the carryover benefits after home sales. Calderon claims EB 942 would save Californians $3.6 billion through 2043 and stressed that energy bills, quote, are becoming increasingly unaffordable and more needs to be done. House committee to discuss sweeping tax proposals today. The House Republicans' proposal for the tax portion of their budget reconciliation bill spares and extends the 45Z tax credit for clean fuel producers while largely cutting other Inflation Reduction Act provisions. The House Ways and Means Committee will meet this afternoon, start debating its part of the budget reconciliation bill. The draft text extends many provisions of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, partially fulfills President Donald Trump's promise to end the Green New scam by repealing or phasing out IRA credits like the Clean Hydrogen and Clean Electricity Investment Credits. But 45Z was not only spared but extended for an additional 4 years. The draft bill includes other biofuel industry asks like limiting qualifying fuel to U.S., Mexico, and Canadian-grown feedstocks. Take note, it's not a complete slam dunk for the industry. Clean Fuels Alliance America noted that a provision of the bill limiting transferability of the credit after 2027 could hurt smaller producers. The bill is subject to change during the markup. It's unclear whether members of the House Freedom Caucus will call for greater cuts to IRA provisions. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump tells GOP leaders that tariffs will offset reconciliation spending. President Trump spoke with Senate Majority Leader John Thune and House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday, discussing the potential for tariff revenues and new executive order on drug pricing to offset reconciliation spending. Trump told reporters he informed the GOP leaders they're going to have to, number one, score hundreds of millions of dollars to tariff money coming in. But even bigger than that, you're going to have to score that your costs for Medicaid and Medicare and drugs are coming down. But the Congressional Budget Office only scores provisions included in legislation. There has been no indication either will feature in the GOP reconciliation plan. Further, Yale's budget lab estimates that the long-term new U.S. tariffs would actually cost the government revenue because of foregone economic growth. All the tariff adjustments so far in 2025 are set to cost the U.S. $394 billion between 2026 and 2035, according to an analysis updated yesterday. Georgia becomes the second state to enact law limiting pesticide litigation. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has signed a bill into law to shield pesticide companies from product liability lawsuits. The bill makes labels approved under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act sufficient to satisfy warning requirements under state civil tort law. This makes Georgia the second state to add such a law. North Dakota Governor Kelly Armstrong signed a similar measure last month. Both Kemp and Armstrong are Republicans. Both Bayer, which has been the target of lawsuits alleging it failed to provide adequate warnings of the dangers of its Roundup herbicide, and the Modern Ag Alliance, which includes over 100 ag groups, applauded the news. Georgia Farm Bureau President Tom McCall said in a news release, quote, "This law safeguards growers against essential inputs for food production and helps sustain Georgia's agriculture economy." Also in Bayer news, a dozen farm groups have filed a brief supporting a Bayer petition seeking Supreme Court review of the issue of the FIFRA preemption, with manufacturers placed in the no-win situation of either disregarding state labeling requirements or making false and misleading statements in violation of FIFRA. These companies may exit the market, leave farmers without much-needed tools, a press release from the American Soybean Association said. Here's today's final word. It would provide the efficiency and flexibility to better manage water supplies and the environment into the future. That Jeffrey Mount, senior fellow at the Public Policy Institute of California, explaining in a blog post that California and the federal government should consolidate management of both the State Water Project and Central Valley Project under one public utility. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, May 13th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.